Track 3.
If the people confuse me with a British person, I would like it. Because also when I studied English in the high school, we had teachers from New Zealand, and they tried to show us a really British accent.
Yes.
So I would like this idea of people thinking I'm British.
Yes.
I would like.
Yeah, I would feel more confident with my English if they thought I was American or English.
Yeah. Maybe I don't practice now enough, but maybe after studying in Netherlands. After this year I studied there, some people maybe confused me with English. Maybe just when I was very fresh in the morning, speaking very quiet and relaxed. And I don't know.
Yeah, I think that in some way I would feel the same as I feel now. No, I would feel myself. No, I. Because if I speak, for example, I know that I am Argentinian, although they think that if you think I am English, I would still know that I am not English.
Yes,
you know?
Of course. No, it's just like a nice thing they're telling about your English. It's nice. I will feel good. It's like a thing. When the people ask me why do I have accent speaking Spanish after already 12 years living in Spain, but I tell them I like my accent. I don't want to. I never
change
tried
it.
to make it disappear. I never tried to speak perfect like accent from Madrid or something like that.
I
think. Yes, really, in the accent there is a part of the identity of a person.
Yes.
Also, it's not so about Russian accent, or even different Russian person has his different voice, his different way of giving the direction, the way of conversation.
Yeah.
Also, it's something really of the identity of a person.
Yes, it's your own nationality.
Yes.
Is it
yes,
you?
It's
your
nice.
Accent is
yes,
you.
Yes, I think
you.
It's nice. Yes, yes.
So why we are going to?
No, I don't want to lose it.
Yeah, neither me. I don't want to lose it.